These effects may be pretty, and we know the sun is our source of heat and light, but how does the energy from the sun create other weather effects, like the wind? As we've seen, solar energy heats the surface. This in turn warms the air above it. Since warm air is lighter than cold air, it rises higher and higher, creating a low pressure cell. As the air moves away from the surface and begins to cool, it gets heavier and starts falling, creating a high pressure cell. This movement of hot and cold air creates the wind. If the Earth wasn't tilted, didn't rotate, and was perfectly smooth with no mountains, lakes, or valleys, the weather on our Earth would be very simple. Air warmed by the sun over the equator would rise and spread itself north and south, eventually reaching the poles. Cold air from the poles would flow along the surface toward the equator. The weather of the entire planet would follow a fixed pattern, with surface winds always moving towards the equator. But the Earth isn't smooth, and it is tilted, and it does rotate. Because of these factors, there are many areas of rising warm air and falling cold air. These wind cells transfer heat from the equator to the rest of the Earth, producing a number of low and high pressure spots. These are the same low and high pressure areas that you see on newspaper and television weather maps. Fronts on the map indicate the boundaries between the moving areas of warm and cold air. This churning, ever-changing environment in our atmosphere, energized by the sun, is what we know as weather.